The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is one that's very important that every family has an interest in our community, and that is child and adolescent behavioral health wellness. And we're very fortunate to have with us today Stephanie McCorbray. Did I pronounce
McCorbray?
That correctly?
McCorbray. Very close.
Pardon me. Who is Director of Aster Services for Children and Families Kingston Clinic. Stephanie has been working for Aster in the outpatient clinic for 9 years. She started over in Poughkeepsie and then moved to Kingston. She has a master's degree in social work from Adelphi University, also one of our esteemed community partners. And she also worked in the Health Alliance Psychiatric Emergency Room and works with the Dutchess County Stabilization Center. So we're very fortunate to have her. Welcome, Stephanie.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Stephanie, tell our listeners a little bit about Aster Services, the history of the organization, how and why it came into being.
Sure, sure. Aster Services is a community-based and non-for-profit organization. We provide children's mental health services, child welfare services, and early childhood development programs throughout the Hudson Valley and the Bronx. Through a wide variety of education programs, mental health services, we support preschoolers and children with behavioral and emotional health problems, children that have been at risk of placement in foster care, and families that need assistance in developing skills necessary to raise their children in an environment with increasing difficulties within the community and in the world. Aster currently serves thousands of children every year through prevention programs, early childhood programs, special education, and community services, as well as our residential treatment centers.
Great. And you've been around for, the organization's been around for, I saw on the website, 65 years.
Yes.
Right?
This year is our 65th anniversary.
Wow.
Of
congratulations.
Providing
and
thank
did
you.
It start in the Bronx and then work its way up the Hudson Valley?
No, it started in Rhinebeck.
Okay.
Where our residential treatment center is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you get into some more specifics of the services you offer in terms of the programs and just give our listeners an overview of those?
Absolutely. Our early childhood programs, we have early intervention initiative programs that focus on healthy growth and development and also teach parents, you know, expectations for the developmental needs of their children. We provide comprehensive child services that benefit the entire family. And we're a leader in providing Head Start and early Head Start services, maternity and early childhood outreach. And we have other programs also that serve the behavioral health needs of even the youngest children in our communities. Right now, the Poughkeepsie Outpatient Clinic is starting to serve at age zero. For some of the kids in the community, that's a pilot program that the Poughkeepsie Clinic has. Hmm. So we're hoping that eventually that will branch out to all of the other service areas, because it is an identified need. And we work to identify behavioral concerns as early as possible to give families the support and assistance that they need to manage them and make sure that they don't grow bigger as the child grows bigger.
And how do children and families come to you? Is it through some kind of referral process, or how does that work? And added on to that is how does a family know that their child may need some help? So can you address those questions?
We get referrals from a variety of different services and other community things. We get referrals from school districts. We get referral from early intervention programs for our clinic services and other program areas. We also get referrals from primary care physicians. Sometimes we get the referrals from DSS or from CPS. Sometimes we get referrals from probation. I think most of the referrals that we get at this point in the outpatient clinics anyway are from school districts, primary care physicians. Mm-hmm.
So what are the typical ages of the children and adolescents that you see? I mean, up to what point would you have someone within your care and then have them, say, transition to either an adult clinic or another form of care?
That's a good question. We treat ages 2 to 21 in all of the outpatient clinics in the Hudson Valley and the Bronx. So Poughkeepsie does age 0 and 1 when we start at 2. But right up through 21, so we have that transitional age, and at that point we usually transition or start transitioning.
And you also have families as well, correct? Mm-hmm. Within your treatment services, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. All of the research supports that family treatment is the evidence-based way to go for treating youth. So we incorporate the family as much as we possibly can. Even for the families that are in foster care, we try to incorporate the foster parents as well as the biological parents.
And what sorts of problems do you typically see in your patient base?
We have a lot of kids currently with various anxiety-related disorders. There's a lot of things to be very stressed out about these days with testing and school and bullying and all kinds of things that are going on in the world. So we do see a lot of anxiety.
We hear that from a lot of school districts, just by the way. We hear
absolutely
that a lot.
Yeah, yes, definitely. In addition to anxiety, we see depression. We see behavioral kinds of problems. We have some kids that have had suicidal thoughts. We have some kids that have had some psychosis. And we really run the gamut. Since we treat 2 to 21, there's a wide range of services that we provide. We have some children that are on the autism spectrum.
And if you identify a child or an adolescent that the therapist feels could benefit from medication, how is that handled?
When we make the recommendation that we think a child should be on medication, or the family is inquiring about medication, we have a referral process. There is a shortage worldwide for child psychiatrists.
Absolutely.
So we do have a wait list that we triage based on the need, but we try to make sure that all of our clients get what they need, even if that means referring out to another provider. Mm-hmm. But we do have psychiatrists at Aster, and we're able to see most of the kids that need to be seen.
Well, that's great, because you're right. There is a shortage, certainly in our area, in the state, and nationwide, and perhaps beyond that.
And Stephanie, just for our listeners' benefit, who may not be familiar with the behavioral health process, right? There are just a family out there, and they may be encountering an issue with a child or an adolescent. Can you explain, just in very simple terms, what therapy is and what the different kinds of therapy are, and what the difference is between, say, a therapist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist? So just people gain a basic understanding of what is available out there?
Yes, I can do that. So first, the difference between a therapist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist prescribes medication, and there are some private psychiatrists out in the world that will do a component of therapy in addition to prescribing the medication. At Aster, they do a very thorough assessment, and then they are responsible for being the medication prescriber.
So they're an MD as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have to be an MD, yes, by definition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have a few nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. Same thing goes for them, though. They're mainly providing the medication management portion. Mm-hmm. Psychologists do a lot more testing. They can also provide therapy, but they do like educational testing. They can do ADHD testing. So that's more their role. And then for therapy can help families to develop appropriate limitations and expectations for children. We help children and families with their communication skills. and even just general social skills. It does tend to seem like the people that you know the best are the people that you tend to use the least amount of social skills with, or the people that you feel safest with. So just reminding families how to talk to each other and how to listen to each other can be really helpful skills.
And what do you do in terms of, you mentioned earlier that children or students coming in with anxiety and mm-hmm. depression issues, with specific reference to those, what are some of the things you do to help them build coping skills for that and resilience?
Aster is very big on using cognitive behavioral therapy as well as dialectical behavior therapy. Those are two treatment modalities that we use. So our focus is on teaching coping skills, challenging thought processes that may not be totally helpful to the client or even within the family system, increasing frustration tolerance, distress tolerance.
And you work hand in hand with the school folks too, so that you stay in contact with them, so that you all stay on the same page?
Yes, as long as the family has given us permission to do so, we are able to reach out to the school and collaborate with them.
Mm-hmm. And getting the family in is a series of sessions where you meet together with the family and then meet with individuals within the family. Just how does that work, Jenny?
It's a case-by-case basis, mm-hmm. and the clinician determines the frequency that they will see the client with their family, or even sometimes we do parent sessions to be able to best support the parent in doing some of their parenting. We don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Mm-hmm. And do you try to establish some goals that you can measure progress by, and from so that everybody kind of knows what we're kind of here for and what we're shooting for?
Yes, we do. We develop treatment plans with the family during the intake process, and then approximately every 75 to 90 days after that, we reevaluate what the goals are, what the progress has been, and what we'd like to continue working on in the future.
Really terrific. Well, it sounds like great work. We're going to take a short break right now, and we'll discuss a lot more of this, and it's very interesting. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
The heart is a complex organ, but finding specialized cardiovascular care in Poughkeepsie and Kingston is so easy. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital are now home to WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, the Hudson Valley's largest multi-specialty cardiovascular practice. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and innovative imaging and testing technologies. You'll receive comprehensive cardiac and vascular care from some of the world's top cardiologists and vascular surgeons. You'll also have a seamless connection to advanced care at WMC Health's flagship hospital, Westchester Medical Center. The best cardiovascular care comes from the best people, and now the very best are right in your backyard. Visit wmchealth.org/heart to discover more about WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital, members of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. WMC Health, advancing care here.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Stephanie McCubri, who's director of Aster Services for Children and Families in Kingston. Stephanie, can you tell us a little bit more about the programs that are offered through the Kingston office?
Absolutely. So in addition to the mental health therapy counseling that we provide at the Kingston Clinic, we also have health homes that's available to families in Ulster County. Health homes is a Medicaid-based program, so you do have to be Medicaid eligible in order to receive health homes. It's a case management program, so it helps the family with coordinating between whether it's the school district and their primary care doctor. If they're seeing specialists, they do a lot of the coordinating and connecting to other community services. The insurance complement to that is non-Medicaid care management, which we also offer in Ulster County. And they do very much the same thing that health homes does. They're just available to supplement, since only Medicaid children are eligible for health homes. We have home-based crisis intervention, which is a crisis-based program. It's in the home. It's clinical, so it's family therapy twice a week for an hour and a half each time. It is only a 4 to 6 week program, though. It's really aimed at keeping kids from being hospitalized because of mental health reasons. So that is a very popularly utilized service in Ulster County. Dutchess County has a partial hospitalization program that is an ASTER program, and we are able to send Ulster County kids to that partial if the partial that we have in our county is full. So that is also a good service that we're able to use here in Ulster County.
And what sort of treatment would be offered at partial treatment?
At partial hospitalization, children are mainly using the dialectical behavior therapy model. So they're going through different modules while they're there. They go for the school day, and there is a teacher on the premises, so they're able to get the educational needs as well as the therapeutic needs met. It's also a hospital diversion program, and they go through modules that are about learning how to be mindful and recognize your emotions, things like that. And then they also go through distress tolerance, interpersonal skills, and all the different DBT skills are taught on a rotation.
Mm-hmm. And do you also get into the realm of integrated holistic approach, which might include things like nutrition and physical well-being in association with the
Yes, actually we have two nurses that are on staff for the outpatient clinics in the Hudson Valley, and they provide those kinds of services to families. It's called health monitoring. So they're able to meet with them, whether it's concerns that are related to nutrition or for asthma or any kind of medical thing that they also have going on along with their mental health needs. The nurse is able to set up time to help talk with them about those things. Mm-hmm.
And I see that you also offer a residential treatment program. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. So we have a residential treatment program. It's a residential treatment center and a residential treatment facility. They're located on the same property over in Rhinebeck. And kids there are there for elementary school up through eighth grade. So that's the age that they age out. And they're there for a variety of reasons. Some of them are DSS placements. Some of them are school placements. They do have a school called the ASTER Learning Center that's on the property. All the children that live there go to that school. And they also accept day students from local school districts.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And do you work with BOCES as well for any of their programs? Do you interact or other community partners that you may interact with?
Yes. So for BOCES, they do have services there on site that are not ASTER, I believe. We do have children that go to BOCES, though, and we do collaborate with them very well. We have in the New Paltz School District, in the high school, we have a clinician that's there. So we have a satellite at the New Paltz High School. We will be having a satellite in some of the Kingston City School Districts. That's in the works. And
right, we heard about that in the Speak Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Yes.
It sounded very innovative and exciting, actually.
Yes. Right now, we have a care manager that's located at George Washington Elementary School, and we're just waiting for the state to get the permit approved so that we can hire a clinician that will also be co-located there.
So that you're able to provide then the school psychologists and the social workers and the guidance counselors with some backup, right? And some additional integrated resources right there on site. Mm-hmm. That's really invaluable.
It is. And school has gotten very challenging for our kids, not just academically, but socially as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about that with a number of guests about the challenges that kids face between, not only, things like breakdown in family and community and pervasive violence in our culture and gender and sexual identity issues and bullying and cyberbullying.
And then just not being able to get away from it because of the social media and being so connected.
Well,
our chief of psychology, Jerry Fix, who is also Dr. Jerry Fix, who is also a guest, he and I were discussing, and he said, when we were younger people in school, if you had a bad day at school, you went home and then you did something else. You went to a movie, you watched TV, you went, played
sports.
Some sports or whatever, and then you were in a different place and were able to let that go. Mm-hmm. However, it's not the case now because that mobile device is with you all the time and it's following you 24/7.
It's a constant feed of news regarding violence and tragedy. And You know, certainly that is a situation that can continually assault somebody's sense of well-being. And
right.
especially during those developmental years when the brain is still forming, for instance, mm-hmm. And coping skills are still being created. And,
right.
You know, so certainly it can be incredibly overwhelming.
Yeah, not to mention the everyday drama of being an adolescent, you know, and being in that environment. And also, you know, the fact that if in previous times, you know, if you made a mistake, as every kid does, you know, which is a normal part of development, maybe a small handful of people knew about it, and then at the end of the day, it was over and done.
Not anymore.
Now it gets shared instantaneously with the entire school mm-hmm. or beyond, and then it follows you everywhere you go. So
right.
that's
well,
got to
you
be
know,
more.
Certainly our county executive has been concerned about that, the effect of cyberbullying and bullying in general on our community, and there's a law. Really, in Ulster County, mm-hmm. Against that. So we've done quite a bit to try to at least to make it known and give people the kinds of opportunities to intervene, for instance, when we see it happening and in our schools or among our children. And that's very important.
So, Stephanie, where, for our listeners' benefit, where exactly is Astor located, and what are the hours, and how do people go about making an appointment or just making an inquiry?
Right. So, the Kingston Astor Clinic is located at 239 Golden Hill Lane, and we are open Monday through Thursday from 9 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, and on Fridays from 9 to 5. That is also what the hours of the New Paltz Clinic are. They have the same hours that we do, and they are located at 137 North Chestnut Street. So that's actually right down 32 from the Kingston Clinic, about 15 or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. The Ellenville Clinic is at 50 Center Street. It's in the Tree Resnick Building. And they are open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays.
Is there a waiting list to get an appointment, or does it depend on what type of service?
No, there is not a waiting list, and mm-hmm. actually we use a walk-in system. Mm-hmm. So you can walk in at any of the days that the clinics are open, 9 to 5, and see somebody then and there. Mm-hmm. So it is first come, first serve, so there may be a family that got there before you, so we do recommend coming early or calling ahead. However, there's some intake paperwork, consents, and things like that that you fill out, and then you see the clinician right then.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, actually. It's a great service mm-hmm. because certainly, you know, if there is a need, it is wonderful to have a place where that need can be addressed. And we really, you know, certainly have appreciated having Astor come to Ulster County. I think it was about 6 years ago now or so, maybe, that you came, and certainly the wealth of services, your reputation's been absolutely wonderful, and it is among the state licensing entities as well. They think very well of Astor.
And parents now, they really don't have to go it alone. If you're having difficulties,
right.
you know, make that call, make that visit. Mm-hmm. And speaking of call, can you give us the phone number, say for the Kingston at
sure,
least?
Sure, for
and
Kingston,
then,
I definitely can.
Website?
Sure. AstorServices.org is our website, and the Kingston Clinic phone number is 845-340-4105. We also do walk-in crisis, so whether you're a client or not, if you need to come in and it's an emergency, you can walk in during any of the clinic hours. It doesn't have to be within intake times if you're in crisis. And we do accept insurance, and we have a sliding scale fee.
Wonderful.
Great. That's really terrific. Well, once again, we've run out of time with a lot of valuable information and too little time to explore
Absolutely.
It all.
Absolutely.
But we thank you
thank
for
you,
all
Stephanie.
The
thank
great
you
work that you
me.
And your
yes.
colleagues do. And
thank you.
We really appreciate your being here.
Absolutely.
That's it for now. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.